my sun and moon. Girl, you're everything between. A lot of pretty faces could waste my time, but you're my dream, girl. You make flowers bloom. Girl, you make the stars collide. And I don't know what I did to get lucky like this, but it sure feels fine. Cause you give me love and affection. I give you all my protection. I'm trying to stay by your side till the day I die. And you give me all of your love and I give you all of my trust. I know you'll never betray me or leave my side. Oh my, baby, baby, you're my sun and moon. Girl, you're everything between. A lot of pretty faces could waste my time, but you're my dream, girl. You make flowers bloom.
Girl, you make the flowers bloom.
Girl, you make the stars collide. And I don't know what I did to get lucky like this, but it sure feels fine. Cause I see your face when I'm sleeping, I wake up grateful to breathe in the air you float through. I wrote you a lullaby, a song to sing on your pillow, swift as a swing on a willow. My sweetest words are mid birds in your perfect sky.
Ooh, what you think about that new one? Trying out some new things. So that intro, smooth, coming in for the sound effects. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another great episode of You Know What? Married with Benefits. I'm hopping on really quick because I did a survey earlier today and I just wanted to talk about something. The missus is relaxing right now in the Queens. We just got out of the hot tub. And so I might be a little slumpy myself right now. I was so relaxing. That heat hits your muscles. Long day, long week, but we are excited and ready to roll. So today, what I'm going to talk about is seven questions or seven things you should ask someone, you know, who you're intending to get to know within their lifestyle, right? And these don't have to be direct questions one after another like they're doing an interview. It simply can just be in conversation and they're not written in stone. You can change them. You can have your own little wordings that you put in there. But you need to have something so that you can make sure that you and your partner are on the same page with that other couple or that other person, whichever one you choose to do. So I'm not going to talk for long. You know me, I love to just jump right in it. But if you are here and you have a question or you want to know anything, you know, as always, put that question inside of the comment box, whether you're watching it live or on a replay, all right? And we will get to them. We love talking and just kind of getting this thing going. And a lot of your questions sometimes give us ideas for the next subject, all right? So without any further ado, let's go ahead and jump into the first subjects, all right? So this one is seven questions to ask a potential playmate. Actually, let me take that one off first. Someone's not supposed to be there. Seven questions to ask a potential playmate before a meetup, right? So let's go ahead and bring up question number one. Simple way. Are you experienced in swinging? If so, how long? How long have you been in the lifestyle? Newbies might not be the best choice. So again, with these here, these aren't the determining factors if, you know, maybe something happens, right? Someone can be in a lifestyle for a very long time, but they never have done anything. So that age doesn't mean anything directly, right? Newbies might not be the best choice. I want to kind of hit on that. And I say that because a lot of vets in the lifestyle don't directly play with newbies because... But it's like that catch-22 thing, right? It's like you got to have the experience to get the job, but you don't have the job to get the experience, right? But it's just because sometimes it can take the fun out of it, right? Newbies are still figuring. I was like, what's that? New vampires are stronger and they want more blood at the moment, right? For newbies, they're just so aggressive sometimes, or total opposite. They're so hesitant that it could almost feel like they're really not involved. So... take it with a grain of salt, but you might be different, right? You might say, hey, I remember when I was new, and you can maybe ease them into it, all right? So let's go with question number two. It is, how long have you been a couple? If it's a pair, if you're talking to, right? Long-term relationships tend to be stronger and better to adapt free-swinging sessions. Put that in just layman terms, you just say, hey, we want drama-free. You know, if you've been a couple for a while, you understand each other better. If you're a new couple, maybe there's a lot more issues and insecurities that you might be working out. But like I said, these aren't the major determining factors. You determine that with personality, how you hang out, how you guys vibe, and so forth like that. Number three, right into it. Do you have rules or set boundaries? Very important to ask that other couple, because if they don't have any rules, then how do you know what you may not want to do? Small example, some people don't want kissing, right? But if you don't ask them and one of them, you know, maybe tries to kiss, if that's one of your rules, then, you know, they're kind of overstepping that boundary, right? It's essential to have rules in place, but if they don't mesh with your rules, meet and greets in person, so it might not be a good idea. So maybe you're chatting online, maybe you're chatting in a group here, and you take it to private chat and you ask someone, hey, what are your rules? And they say, you know, we like X, Y, and Z. And your rules are like, no, we don't like kissing. We don't like, any intercourse. We only soft swap, for example. And if that's, they say, we don't soft swap. We only like, you know, full swap. Then, you know, that's probably not someone who you want to get involved with, because they're going to be expecting that, right? And, you know, it's all about fun, no pressure, and how we work that there, right? So let's go to the next one. Number four, what's your favorite part about swinging? Flat out ask. If they can't answer, that could be a red flag, or they just are wide open for experimentation, right? What's your favorite part? We don't know. Then you might be newbies and you might not know exactly what you're trying to do. Anyone ask us, what's our favorite part? We say it's the, you know, meeting people. It's the environment. It's the vibe. It's one of our favorite parts. So just another little quick thing to get to know, and you can ask someone there, right? Number five, let's keep it going. How long have you been a couple? Again, I think I did that one already, right? See, that's that hot tub kind of getting to me there. Let's see. All right, so let's just jump right into number six. Yeah, we did that one. Yeah. I rewrote that twice. Do you practice safe sex? Safe sex in swinging is a must. So ask about it. If things might go further in the future, inquiring about recent STDI tests, you know, that couldn't hurt either, right? One of our bottom line rules is protection is a must. With us, it's flat out bottom line. We don't play without it. If another couple, we've met couples that say they, you know, play without it, and hey, we can still communicate and talk, but we're not playing. It's just our thing. We're safety first, right? Safety in numbers. Double wrap it if you have to. Number seven, when or if you meet, what do you want to happen? Some might start slowly and, you know, with meet and greets over coffee, lunch, date, you know, while some couples might be ready for a swap play or even more, the first meet rather quickly. Discussing this in advance can prevent disappointment and confusion. So let's see. Oh, let me get back to my main thing there. Why is that? There we go. Am I hearing an echo? Okay, so I had to turn my two mics off. But, you know, basically what that's coming out to say right there is flat out put it all on the table. That way it's not awkward when you do meet, if you're talking here, or, you know, maybe if you're in person and you're talking at the club, find out exactly what you want. You and your partner, if you're new, should all discuss what you guys want. What are your hard limits? What are your soft limits? What's going to, you know, make you not want to be with someone, even if you don't play? What's going to make you not want to even socialize with them, right? So those are just a couple of ways that you are able to, you know, work towards meeting someone, you know, to, you know, kind of keep it safe. Let's see, I found that one that I was missing. I'm not putting it up, but it says, what are your hobbies outside of swinging playtime in the bedroom? Couples in the lifestyle with hobbies can make great friends and become more than just play partners, right? If you have shared interests, now you have something that you can talk about a little bit more, which then could lead to a little bit more intimacy, or some people just want to get straight to it. They don't want to know what you want to do as a hobby. We're not interested in that, right? So I told a story once on the last couple of episodes where there was a gentleman who wanted to continuing messaging my wife afterwards in the mornings. You know, good morning, beautiful. What are you up to? What are your plans for today? Like, that's not what we discussed. That's not where we're going. But that's life. You're going to run into those, right? So, again, I just wanted to hop on really quick and just talk about a couple of little things right there. Whether you're, again, watching this here live or on a replay, jot some questions down, some comments. If you have any ideas, if you have anything to add to this, go ahead and put it in the comment box as well. You know, we've been doing a couple of these on our other sites as well, so sometimes it gets a little mixed up when I type something or put it in there, okay? But thank you all for coming again to watch. I am enjoying the way this group is working. We're coming together, having fun. Everyone's like just kind of, you know, trying to find your own way. And that's what all we want. It's not directly about the intimacy and everything like that. But it's about enjoying each other's time. So thank you guys once more. And like as we say all the time, this is Lion Flood signing off until we swing again.
I know I'm fine, but the money makes me handsomer. Walk around smelling like a come up in the answer for her problems, but I'm not him. I don't mind it though. You don't like